News Talk 790 KFYO, Lubbock's First News, 737. Welcome to the program, Congressman Randy Neugebauer. How are you, sir? Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Hey, where are you today? Are you in Lubbock or where are you at?
I'm in Austin this morning.
Oh.
Yep. So, but traveling around a little bit. This was in the district last week, and so just kind of, doing my job.
All right. Ebola is a big deal. I think it's a bigger deal than the federal government really wants us to let on. But due to the inconsistencies and what I would consider the whistle britches kind of approach by the federal government on controlling Ebola, you have the state of New York and the state of New Jersey, Governor Cuomo and Governor Christie, have implemented state-level quarantines, which means what they're going to do is they're going to keep people quarantined for 21 days that have come back from the country that they feel may have been exposed to or be at risk to contaminate other people. How do you feel about all this stuff, man?
Well, I think the states are, you see them reacting to the fact that the administration didn't react appropriately and quickly enough. And a lot of people lost confidence in the ability of the CDC and administration to get the protocols out and whether they had the protocols right or not. And so, these governors are taking action. Our governor, calling for, updated screening at Texas airports. I think what you're seeing is a reaction by the states to the inaction of the administration.
Go figure. All right, this is one thing that is kind of interesting to me. The White House put out some sharp criticism to these state quarantines, and now Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, has kind of flip-flopped and said, well, just stay home. Just stay at home and kind of keep yourself quarantined and kind of regulate, and just stay in touch. I mean, isn't that the same kind of trash that got us in trouble before?
Well, I think, Tom, what we're all looking for is the administration and the CDC to show us, protocols that are effective. I think that's the reason you see these governors. I mean, Governor Cuomo waffling here, I'm not surprised at that. But I think, again, it just points out, like you said, that the federal government blew it, and people are uncertain about it. And here's the thing about Ebola. I read an article over the weekend that about half of the people that have gotten that disease have died. And so it's not like, you're getting a really bad cold or the flu. This can be a fatal disease, and so it should be treated, very cautiously.
You know, this doctor that was out there with the Doctors Without Borders in West Africa, and you know what? That's heroic. That's very admirable. But coming back and walking around, now they're saying that there's a five-year-old kid that's been walking around that has, high fever. And, they're thinking, okay, where did this kid, okay, now, a five-year-old kid, a five-year-old, probably, by no fault of his own, but a five-year-old kid does not have the wherewithal, because most adults don't have the wherewithal, to self-regulate a quarantine. And so you got a five-year-old kid walking around on the streets, man, this is a dangerous, potentially, it's a powder keg.
Well, it is. And, I think the point you're making is are the people that are self-quarantining, do they have the capability to do it appropriately?
No!
That's the point you're making, and I don't know that they do.
All right, we'll be back at 7:42. Congressman Randy Neugebauer, you're welcome to make a comment or ask a question, 770-5790, good morning. News Talk 790 KFYO. Good morning, Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Hey, Randy, got a call that we're going to take in just a second. But real quick, wanted to just kind of touch back on the Ebola thing with the state-imposed quarantines in New Jersey and New York. Now, Andrew Cuomo kind of flipped when the White House kind of handed out some criticism. And the CDC said that it wasn't based in science, not that the CDC's protocol is anchored in science either. But anyway, this young lady who was with Doctors Without Borders, Ms. Hickox, who is a 33-year-old, who was treating patients in Sierra Leone, is quote-unquote being quarantined against her will, and she's retained a legal team. Where do you see this thing going?
Well, I think that's going to be an interesting issue as to what authority that the states can act to do that, you know, in the interest of public health. You know, and I quite honestly, I'm not an attorney, but, you know, I think at some point in time, but from a public safety standpoint, that there are maybe laws or ordinances that would empower people to, you know, to protect not only just the people that are sick, but also, you know, from the general public. So it'll be interesting to see how that court case plays out.
Yeah, you know, the thing is some of the reports that I've heard were that, you know, she has a porta potty and no shower, and, you know, I just, you know, that's kind of weird if that's the case, but I'm sure what they're trying to do is deal with it the best they can. But
they are, and you know, and this issue is getting politicized some as well, Tom, and you know, and so you know, it's sometimes hard to sort fact from fiction on what's actually happening on a lot of these issues. But,
right? Does she even have symptoms yet?
She did have a fever, but now she doesn't have a fever.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing is maybe she could have a fever again. I mean, you know, symptoms can start and stop. Like when you have the flu, if you take ibuprofen and, you know, you have a fever and you have ibuprofen, it controls the fever. Okay, so it goes away. And, you know, the next day you wake up feeling like trash, you know, with stuff running out your nose.
Well,
a sheep leg, so to speak.
I think what we're all trying to figure out is what is the appropriate protocol. And, you know, I think the 21 days is the, you know, people are trying to, you know, be as cautious as they can. It may be that she can be relieved of that quarantine sooner if she doesn't exhibit those signs. But I think what everybody's trying to do is just keep this disease from spreading in the U.S.,
Yeah, really kind of, just to put a period on the sentence, or actually a comma, ... I don't understand if we're basing this in science and we now have travel restrictions that are being implemented by the federal government and the companies of and the countries of West Africa, why are we not implementing this 21-day quarantine and setting up a facility on that continent? I don't get it. Let's go to the phones, Randy. We've got Larry on the line. Larry's got a question. What's on your mind, Larry?
Okay. Yes. My question was about the upcoming Obamacare implementation at the first of the year. All of the warnings we had about how bad it would be, they're all true. I just got the word from the Lubbock Chamber of Commerce group. First year, premiums will be tripling. Deductibles will be going up, coverage will be going down.
So, okay, so this is the group insurance that's offered by the Chamber of Commerce?
Yes. Okay, boss man says he cannot afford that. He's contemplating giving us what he's currently spending for our insurance to us as a raise to use to try to get insurance, which will be higher because we won't be able to get in on the group. So, I want to know what Randy, in particular, Republicans in general, are going to do to fix this now.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is a similar story that we continue to hear, and I mean, our office still gets calls daily, emails of people that are having with Obamacare. Either the premiums are going up, they're losing their coverage, they're losing their doctor, and you know, and so what is important here is that, you know, these elections matter, and if the Republicans are able to take over the Senate, you know, in November, then we'll have the House and Senate. I don't know how many times, I think it's over 40 times I've voted, you know, to repeal Obamacare. But, you know, obviously over in the Senate, Harry Reid has not had any of those votes. So if we have a change in leadership in the Senate, then there's a good chance that we could pass some legislation in the House and the Senate and send it over to the president. Now, what I'm afraid of is the president, this is his signature piece of legislation, and he's probably going to veto any effort, you know, to rescind his signature legislation. But I think what he's going to have to start doing is explaining to the American people why all of these promises that he made about Obamacare aren't coming true. And so it'll be make for an interesting year. But the problem is it's impacting families, just like this listener, he and his family. And it's a serious issue.
Yeah. All right, Randy. Well,
we need to get our insurance man back in here to answer questions about that.
I just need to let you know I'm going to be going with Plan B, which is just refusing to buy the insurance, pay the fine, and use the emergency room just like the illegal aliens do.
Matt Vega. We'll see if we can get Matt Vega, and he might could answer some of your questions about all that.
Hey, Larry, man, we appreciate your call.
You bet.
All right, thanks. Hey, Randy, if you'll hang on, we'll be back. It's 7:53. Good morning. News Talk 790 KFYO 7:57. Good morning, Tom and Laura, Lubbock Source News. Hey, Randy Nagebauer is on the line. Randy, don't you have your Academy Service appointment applications coming up?
We do. This is that time of year again. I know it's hard to believe, but it's November the 15th is the deadline to get with our office and make application to go to one of our five service academies. You can apply to go to the Academy at West Point, the Naval Academy, the Air Force Academy, Coast Guard Academy, and the Merchant Marine Academy. And so we've got a lot of really neat kids, men and women out there, young men and women that want a career and go to one of our fine academies. This is the time to apply. And they can, if they haven't already talked to Mary Wishner, they can call Mary at 888-763-1611. That's 888-763-1611. Be sure to mark it down. November 15th is the deadline to make that application.
All right, Randy. Hey, man, thanks for checking in with us this morning. Appreciate your call.
You bet. Y'all have a great week.
You too.